start saving consciously without feeling deprived. This is one of the most common and important financial challenges. The key is to shift your mindset from cutting back to consciously spending on what truly makes you happy. The goal is to make saving automatic, painless, and even rewarding. Here's a comprehensive guide on how to start saving more without feeling deprived. 1. The mindset shift. Reframe your thinking. Before any practical steps, change the narrative in your head. Don't think, "I can't afford that." Instead think, "I'm choosing to spend my money on my future security goals." Saving is not about loss. It's about buying your future self freedom, options, and peace of mind. You're trading a small, temporary pleasure for a much larger, long-term reward. 2. Automate everything. The set and forget method. This is the single most effective strategy. If you never see the money, you can't miss it. Direct deposit split. If your employer allows it, have a portion of your paycheck directly deposited into a separate savings account. Start with 5-10%. Automatic transfers. Set up a recurring automatic transfer from your checking to your savings account for the day after you get paid. Use apps. Apps like Digit or Capital analyze your spending and automatically transfer small, safe-to-save amounts into savings. You often don't even notice. 3. The why behind the savings. Name your accounts. Saving for a vague concept like the future is hard. Saving for a specific exciting goal is motivating. Create specific savings buckets. Instead of one big savings account, create sub-accounts or simply label your money for Costa Rica Adventure Fund, New Laptop Fund, Emergency Car Repair Fund, Guitar Lessons Fund. Visualize it. Use a vision board or a simple chart on your fridge to track progress toward these specific goals. Watching a named fund grow? Do is rewarding. 4. The spending upgrade. Cut costs, not joy, find smarter ways to get the same enjoyment for less money. The latte factor reimagined, don't just give up your coffee. Can you make it at home 4 days a week and only buy the fancy one on Fridays? You still get the treat, but save 80%. The library versus bookstore. Get books, movies, and music for free from the library. The joy of the story is the same. Experience swaps. Instead of an expensive concert, have a themed listening party with friends. Instead of an expensive dinner out, have a potluck or a fancy home-cooked meal challenge. Embrace free. Actively seek out free community events, hikes, museum-free days, and park picnics. 5. Make it a game and reward yourself. Turn saving into a challenge, not a chore. The no-spend challenge. Pick a category, like eating out, or a period of time, like a weekend, and challenge yourself to spend dollars. The money you save gets transferred directly to one of your named savings goals. The roundup game. Round up every purchase to the nearest $5 or $10 and transfer the difference to savings. Bought a coffee for $3.50. Transfer $1.50 to savings. Many banks do this automatically. Save your found money. Any unexpected cash, tax refunds, birthday money, a bonus, or even $5 you found in an old jacket goes straight to savings, or at least 50% of it. You never budgeted for it, so you won't miss it. Celebrate milestones. When you hit a savings goal, e.g. $1,000 in your emergency fund, celebrate with a small, budgeted reward that doesn't derail your progress. 6. Optimize your fixed expenses, the one-time saves. These require a little effort once, but yield massive ongoing savings without daily sacrifice. Negotiate bills. Call your internet, cell phone, or insurance company and ask for a better rate or shop around. Cancel unused subscriptions, audit your monthly subscriptions. That streaming service you haven't opened in 3 months. Cancel it. Refinance debt. If you have high interest debt, see if you can consolidate or refinance it at a lower rate. The money saved on interest can go directly into savings. 7. Practice conscious spending. Give yourself permission to spend, but do it intentionally. Use a 24-hour rule. For any non-essential purchase over a certain amount, t.g. $50, wait 24 hours. If you still want it and it fits your budget, go for it. This eliminates impulse buys you later regret. The cost per use rule. Before buying something, estimate how many times you'll use it. A $100 jacket you wear 50 times costs $2 per use, a great value. A $50 trendy top you wear once costs $50 per use, a poor value. Your first steps, a simple 4-week plan, week one, automate. Set up one automatic transfer of just $25 from your checking to a new savings account. Name that account's My Your Name or Freedom Fund. Week 2, audit. Look at your last 3 months of bank statements. Find one recurring subscription you don't use and cancel it. Redirect that monthly amount to your automated transfer. Week 3, gamify. Try a 3-day no-spend challenge on something small, like buying lunch. Put the money you saved into your Freedom Fund. Week 4, optimize. Pick one fixed bill, like your phone bill, and spend 30 minutes researching or calling to see if you can get a better deal. By starting small and focusing on systems over willpower, you'll build a sustainable saving habit that funds your future without stealing the joy from your present.